look out. Thugs beware. Killers watch out. Wrongdoers don't dare.
In the deepest dark of night, he waits for the danger. One man's holy plight, evil's only true avenger.
I've been on the receiving end of this long enough. It's about time I started dishing it out.
Where are you going, sir?
To track down the maniac behind all this. One way or another. The two of you attend to things here until I get back.
And miss out on all the action? You've got to be kidding, chum.
I've never been more serious, Robin. This is my fight, not yours. And I intend to finish it. Alone.
Sure, Batman. Anything you say.
I've never seen the Master more determined, more grim. Frankly, young Robin, I'm worried about him.
So am I, Alfred. But the Batman can take care of himself. And right now, we have a few other things to worry about.
Moments later, several thousand miles away, Master Stuntman Jack Edison picks up a ringing phone.
Yeah, hello? Who is... Oh, it's you. Don't tell me you demolished another one.
Actually, Jack, this time we had a little help. Somebody bombed the latest Batmobile you built for us right here in the Batcave.
And you want me to build you another one, right?
And the sooner the better. We'll pay the usual, of course, plus a bonus for your inconvenience.
My inconvenience? You're kidding, right? I wouldn't even be here today if your pointy-eared partner hadn't dragged me out of that flamer a few years back, barbecuing himself pretty good in the process. Next to that, a little inconvenience don't exactly count for much. Besides, I've worked out a few improvements for that buggy on paper that I'm dying to try out for real. This just gives me the excuse I needed.
Thanks, Jack. We really appreciate this.
No sweat, kid. I'd build you guys a bouncing bathtub if you asked me. I owe you, and Jack Edison always pays his debts. They need me back on the set, so I gotta run. Your new Batmobile will be waiting at Gotham City Pier 64 in a week. Try not to lose this one so quick, kid. Okay?
Well, that takes care of that problem. It's a comfort to know that the car you're driving was hand-built by this country's greatest stunt driver.
But that still does not solve the greater problem, Master Robin. Precisely what are we going to do about the Batman?
Well, I don't know about you, Alf, but I intend to disobey orders. Batman is going to get my help whether he wants it or not.
Shadows spill across the nightlit streets of Gotham like so many random jigsaw puzzle pieces. And in a secluded alleyway where the shadows run thickest.
You've been panhandling all day, old man. Whatever money you took in, I want it. Huh?
Are you all right, Shamrock?
Hey, Batman, just a wee bit grayer around me temples.
You think you're tough, don't you, Batman? But there ain't nobody so tough they can't be wasted.
That's right, punk. Go for it. Pull that knife or that Saturday night special you've got stuffed inside your jacket. Come on, punk. Try it. Give me an excuse.
No way, man. I ain't that crazy. Just read me my rights, and I'll go quietly.
You've got me all wrong, punk. I don't intend to arrest you. I just want to give you a little warning. If anything should ever happen to my dear friend Shamrock here ever again, even if you had nothing to do with it, it's you I'll come looking for, punk. Remember that.
Don't you worry, Batman. That ain't something I'll ever forget.
Sure, and that's another one I'm owing you, boyo. Now what can old Shamrock be doing to repay you?
I don't want much, Irish. Just a little information.
But when the Dark Knight detective has explained his dilemma, "Good and Lord knows I'd like to help you, laddie, but I can't. I ain't heard a word in that direction. Maybe if you try one of the others."
"I'll do that, Irish. I'll just do that."
In the minutes that follow, the Batman seems to be everywhere at once, prying, probing, asking the same pointed questions again and again. But unfortunately, the answer is always the same.
"Wish I could help you, Batman."
"Thanks anyway, slugger."
"Forgive me, good sir, but the knowledge eludes me."
"Thanks anyway, poet."
"Sorry, ducky, but I hate heard a blinking thing."
"Thanks anyway, Queen Bess. Thanks for nothing."
And the hunt goes on and on. "Batman, don't you ever bother to knock?"
"I haven't got time to stand on ceremony, sir. I need your help."
"Just name it." And when the Batman had finished recounting to Gordon that which we already know.
"It's a sort of case that should be overflowing with suspects, Commissioner. And I haven't got a clue. Not one."
"That's ridiculous. You're too good a detective not to have uncovered something. And that leads us to the only other conclusion."
"Which is?"
"Subconsciously, you don't want to find any clues. Because the person behind all this is somebody close to you. Someone you care about. Well, Batman, what do you think? Have I struck a nerve, or..." "He's gone. In all the years I've known that man, he hasn't changed. So mysterious, so elusive. There are times I'm astonished that I ever got to know him at all. At first, he was only a shadow, a whispered name, a grim symbol at the bottom of a hastily scrawled note that read, 'Here are the punks who robbed the First Federal Bank. They're all yours.' But slowly, inevitably, the shadow began to gain substance." "Put away your weapon, Collins. You're only wasting ammunition."
"But, sir, that widow is getting away."
"I wouldn't worry too much about that if I were you, Collins. I have the uncomfortable feeling that we'll be hearing from that character again. And I didn't really have to be psychic to make that assumption. And the days and weeks that followed proved me depressingly right. The Joker, the Catwoman, Dr. Death, criminals who had constantly eluded my best men were tracked down by this mysterious manhunter and dumped all but gift-wrapped on my doorstep. Whether he intended to or not, the man was gradually turning my entire department into a laughing stock. Blast him! One way or the other, this has got to stop. The Batman became an obsession to me. Even when my mind should have been on other things, I found myself wondering what made him tick, what strange compulsion drove him. But nothing I imagined could have prepared me for the startling reality when he and I finally stood face to face. For the first time in my life, I froze for an instant, and that instant was all that he needed. Wait! Come back! But he was already gone, swallowed by the shadows which seemed to spawn him. For weeks I've tried to hunt him down, and now he saves my life, without ever saying a word. In God's name, what kind of a man am I dealing with?" I finally learned the answer to that. Late that same evening, as I sat at my desk, shuffling through another seemingly bottomless pile of reports.
"Excuse me for dropping in uninvited, Commissioner."
"Who? You?"
"I thought it was about time we had a little talk."
"A little talk? Mister, I have only one thing I want to say to you. You're under arrest." This time my gun hand didn't waver in the slightest. But the Batman stood there for a moment, silent, distant, and then, in a voice that was cold yet strangely compassionate, he began to speak.
"Commissioner, for your sake as well as mine, put away that gun. I promise you, you won't need it."
"Oh, and why not?"
"Because we're two of a kind, you and I. Both dedicated to ridding this city of the two-legged parasites who prey upon the innocent. The only difference between us is that my hands aren't bound by red tape."
"Red tape or otherwise, mister, you're talking about the law."
"No, Commissioner. I'm talking about justice. For years, Gotham's criminal element has ignored the law you hold so dear. And it's time there was an end to it. I love the law as much as you do, Commissioner. But if I have to bend it to see that justice is done, I won't hesitate. We're on the same side, my friend. And if you don't believe me, then you'd better pull that trigger.
I may be making a mistake doing this, but in this business you learn to trust your intuition. I may not be able to give you much public support, but if there's anything else you need, just... He's vanished again. As if he wasn't even human. Oh, but he was human, all right. Very human. In the years that have followed, I have seen him bleed, seen him cry. In fact, the only thing I've never seen him do is laugh. Just knowing him has affected me in ways I can't even begin to imagine. I've become a better man, striving to follow his example. Though I might hate to admit it, the Batman changed my life. But not nearly as drastically as he's changed the life of my daughter, Barbara. She was only a teenager when she first set eyes on the Batman as he swept into the study one night to confer with me. And I suppose I'm not surprised she promptly fell madly in love with him. She was a studious girl, my Barbara, almost mousy. But she was still the daughter of a police commissioner. Babs graduated summa cum laude from Gotham State University with a PhD in library science and a brown belt in the martial arts. She became Gotham's chief librarian, and although her adolescent feelings for the Batman had long since been forgotten, they had obviously left their mark on her. For on the night of the policeman's masquerade ball...
Well, this Batgirl costume really does things for me. I can hardly wait for the midnight unmasking so I can see the shock on Dad's face when he recognizes his plain Jane daughter.
But soon after, as Babs drove toward the party hotel...
Good Lord, that's Bruce Wayne, Daddy's millionaire friend, being kidnapped by a gang of men in costumes. I've got to help him somehow.
And help him she did, with a skill and confidence that made it seem as if she was born to be a crime fighter. And come to think of it, perhaps she was. Babs, or should I say Batgirl, helped Batman and Robin capture Killer Moth. And she hasn't stopped putting her neck on the line since.
Now that's what I call an understatement, Commissioner.
Who? Robin, doesn't anyone around here bother to use the door anymore?
Sorry about that, sir, but there just wasn't time. I assume he's been here.
He's been here, all right, looking more disturbed than I've ever seen him. There's something bothering your partner, Robin, something gnawing at the pit of his soul, and I wish to God I knew how to help him. In the clear morning light, Gotham's gleaming Wayne Foundation looms like a latter-day castle, a castle ruled by the firm yet gentle hand of millionaire philanthropist Bruce Wayne.
Morning, Mr. Wayne. Isn't it a simply beautiful day?
If I have any appointments this morning, Mrs. Crown, cancel them. I don't want to be disturbed by anyone.
Gee, that isn't like Mr. Wayne at all. Think there might be something wrong with him, Mr. Fox?
Frankly, I don't know, Caroline, but you can bet your bifocals I intend to find out.
Mr. Fox? Wait, you're not supposed to go in there. Oh, what's the use?
If you'd like to talk about it, Bruce, I'd like to listen.
I thought I told Caroline I didn't want to be disturbed by anyone.
That's okay, I'm not anyone. I'm Lucius Fox, remember? Your friend. And, mister, right now you look like you could use one.
When I want your help, Lucius, I'll ask for it.
The devil you will, fellow. You wouldn't ask for water if you were dying of thirst. That's just not your style. But that's partly why we work so well together. I know what you need without your ever asking. And I know what you need now, just as I knew what you needed on the day we first met. You took time to listen then, and you not only liked my idea, but you demanded that I take charge of it. Every time I turned around after the success of my plan, you entrusted me with more authority, more responsibility, and helped mold me into the man I am today.
Any debt you think you owe has been repaid 1,000 times over. You've earned your success, Lucius. Never forget that.
Still, if there's anything I can do... And I mean anything.
I appreciate the offer, Lucius, but this is something I have to work out for myself.
Okay, well, you know where to find me.
All those windows. And behind one of them probably hides my mysterious quarry. The more I consider it, the more I'm convinced that Gordon was right.
It has to be somebody close to me. Someone I trust. Maybe even someone like... Oh. Oh my God!
It has finally grown dark once more when at last a somber black-clad figure prowls across the sprawling grounds of Wayne Manor, a shadow gliding past other shadows up to the old front door.
Lord, how empty this place feels without Dick and Alfred living here. But it isn't empty, not really. In fact, this house is filled to overflowing with memories. Even after we have been gone, the specters of the past live on, eternal, immutable.
You know what I want to be when I grow up, Daddy?
Let me guess, son. A fireman? A dog catcher? Perhaps the president?
No, Daddy. I want to be just like you. You're a doctor. You help people.
That's what life is all about, Bruce. Helping people. Our love, our compassion, are the only things that set us apart from the beasts of the field. Promise me you'll never forget that, Bruce.
I won't, Daddy. I promise.
And I haven't forgotten. In my own way, I've tried to help. And it's cost me, Dad. God, how it's cost me.
I wish I could wear a suit like that, Daddy.
I'll save it for you, Bruce, to wear when you grow up.
Oh, Dad. If only you'd known. If only you could have known how that costume would change my life.
Your uniforms, young sir and master. Commissioner Gordon has need of you.
And I've always responded to those in need, without an instant's hesitation. But what about my needs? What about me? So many ghosts. So many memories. Maybe it was a mistake for me to come here. Maybe I should have stayed... Huh? The Batcave walls! Closing in on me! What a fool I've been! If he could strike at the heart of the other Batcave, I should have known he would also strike here. He, Batman? I do have a name, you know. Why don't you simply call me Bruce Wayne? Because you're not real. You don't exist! No, if you had your way, I wouldn't exist, would I? Because of you, I've lost my friends, the women I've loved. Maybe my very sanity. That's why I intend to destroy you, Batman. So that Bruce Wayne can finally start living. Maybe you're right. Maybe I have to let the Manhunter overwhelm the man. Maybe it would be easier to simply put down my arms and let these walls put an end to my misery.
No! That's the coward's way out, and you know it.
Who? Lord, no! Dad, you're wearing your old costume.
You've got to fight it, son. Don't give up. You must never give up.
Don't you understand, Dad? It's just no good anymore. Look at me. I've tried to kill myself. What good is a Batman who is rapidly losing his mind?
But that's just it, son. You're not going mad. It was that warehouse explosion you were caught in. Somehow it's affected your mind, creating temporary schizophrenia with paranoid delusion. But you can beat this, Bruce, if you'll fight it.
No! It's too late!
It's never too late, son. Not for a man who has courage. The world needs you, Bruce. I need you because you make a difference. Because you care. Go on, son. Get out of here. I can hold the walls open until you're safe. Did you hear me, son? Run! The world is waiting for the Batman!
No, I can't. I can't let you die. Not again. Not again.
If I never go through that again, I won't miss it. Are you all right, Batman?
Yes. I think I'm going to be fine now. Thanks to you, Robin.
You knew it was me in the costume?
Does it matter? All that's important is that I'm myself again. I think the demons that have haunted me have finally been banished.
I figured all it would take would be the right kind of shock to snap you back to your senses. And it looks like I was right.
I'd like to be by myself for a while, if that's okay, chum. There are a lot of things I have to sort out for myself. A lot of choices I have to make. And in case I haven't mentioned it, old friend, thank you.
You're welcome, pal.